Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Yo, what's poppin'? You know what time it is. Your boy, Mr. J Hill. J Hill Podcast. We are in the building. Man, it feels like we've been working nonstop for like a week straight. We are still in the studio. Shout out to the guys that keep this thing rolling. Shout out to the Pro Creatives. My guy Kyron is here. Dylan is here. Shout out to the team that's back home helping keeping this thing moving, man. You know, you just keep on going, man. This next guest is a special guy. This guy, I mean, on the rise. I told him he reminded me of somebody from Baltimore. I'm not going to dim his lights by saying somebody else's name. But I remember we used to call this guy the richest youngin'. I feel like he looked like one of them richest youngin'. One of the hottest niggas coming up right now. Lord Darius is here. What up, brother?
Yeah, man. What's poppin', bro? I appreciate you for having me, my dog.
You know the vibes. How you feeling, man?
I feel good, bro.
Yo, you the first person that I had a meeting today.
Yeah.
And the guy asked me very simple question. And I told myself my next interview, I'm going to ask that question. And the question is, how would you introduce yourself?
It's a great question, man. I really don't know. Like, I feel like it's me, so I don't want to just give myself just too much credit or nothing like that. But you feel me? I just be on some young, cool player, like, young nigga, like, it's me.
Yeah. Sure. But how would you introduce me, like, I guess, because when I started, I was like, yeah, I'm J Hill. I do a podcast.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't really go into, like, deep into my upbringing.
Yeah.
But as the guy that I was talking to, I had the meeting with, he was going into his upbringing. And it made me think about all of the things that I actually been through. And I'm like, oh, wow. Look at the similarities.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was interested, like, you could tell a lot about a person by their introduction of who themselves are. Like, so
yeah.
if we were just outside of the podcast or whatever, I'm just like, yo, how you doing? Like, how would you introduce yourself? Like, who are you?
Shit. Lil Darius, rapper from Athens, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
From the country. Like, ain't really too much down there, you know what I'm saying? Shit. I just stayed down and hustled to get the way I want it to be, you feel me? Like, just rap.
Mm.
And then, it's just me.
What made you jump into the rap scene, man?
Man, it was on some bullshit. Like, my partner then was in the studio. They rapping. I'm like, let me try everybody else rapping. So it was just like that. I did a song. I did like 4 songs that night with them, just trying it. They like, you actually hard, though. You feel me? I did a little snippet. Posted on my Instagram, bro, and my whole city, like, everybody was on the comments, like, bro, you gonna blow. Like, it's my first ever song, though. And folks just started fucking with me, and I just started growing from there.
Is it something that you since have fell in love with, or is it still something that you're still figuring out?
I'm most definitely still figuring it out, but, I mean, I grew a love for it over time, because, of course, the money coming in, like, this is how I provide for me, my people, you know what I'm saying? So, it's something that you just gotta love, but it wasn't dead at first, though. Nah. Mm. It was just on some playing around, trying it. But now it's more like I got to do this. I'm starting to like it a little bit. I want to have fun with it. Shit like that.
So how did you, not taking it as serious as you are now, how were you? Because you came up kind of quick, right? Like, it took you, like, what, a year?
It felt long for me. But, yeah, but I got signed after I started rapping. I just told somebody else this. I started rapping after my birthday. It was February 26th. I went to the studio the first time. I got signed in next year in like May.
Mm. So it's like a year.
Yeah, like a year.
So you getting signed within a year, you still figuring it out. How were you able to take it serious when you needed to take it serious, even though you might not felt like taking it serious?
It was just like after people keep bashing it at you, like, you the one, like, you got to do this. Like, you feel me? You going to have to. You gotta lock in.
Mm.
Like, so probably like 3-4 months as I started rapping, just going to the studio every now and then. And then when somebody started putting money behind me for real, that's probably really what it was. Like, somebody put some money behind me, I'm like, all right, I can't play with his money. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta really do it. He believed in me enough to spend his hard-earned money on me going to the studio, videos, features, whatever it might be. So I like, man, I just got to go hard. Now I got to take it serious.
Now, before you made that first song, I'm assuming you had some motion.
Yeah, like, people knew of me just, like I said, just on some player shit. Like, that's just what I be on. Get you some hoes, get you some money. Like, it's me. Like, so everybody knew me from that, like, in my city. I was just a cool-ass nigga that everybody fought with.
Yo, I hear you talk about Athens a lot.
Yeah.
And that's in Georgia.
Yeah, it's in Georgia.
Explain to me somebody who has no idea what anything outside of Atlanta is.
Okay. So, Athens, it's like an hour away from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
It's where UGA play it. Feel me? Like, it's just a regular little country town. Like, you feel me? You got two sides. The east side, the west side. Well, three sides. East side, west side, downtown. Like, downtown where UGA is, so niggas not really in tune with downtown like that for real. Shit, this what it is, like.
So where I'm from, we got like it's Baltimore City.
Yeah.
And then of course we got like the county.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at a time where like when I was coming up, you would see county guys try their hardest to like do things to make a name for themselves.
Yeah.
Right? There's so that people would know that like the county ain't nothing to play with either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, do you feel that vibe in Athens as well? It's like, man, we a small time country, like we in Georgia, but nah, we got our own motion.
Yeah, that's most definitely what it is. Like everybody down there doing their own thing now. Like most definitely, cause I ain't gonna just say me, but I started rapping and I'm the first person from our area to even do anything like on the smallest scale that I'm on now. Like I'm just the first person to ever do that. So of course when I'm putting on for my people, like, and I'm trying to shine light on them at the same time. So like everybody trying to pay attention to them and shit. So everybody doing their own thing. They trying to rap now and everybody got motion down there. Like it just turned the city up as a whole.
Mm.
But like we stand out in our own way. Like, of course, people be like, y'all trying to be like Atlanta or this, that, and the third, but we really be on our own little shit.
But that's what I was wondering. Do you feel like that kind of, when I'm thinking about the environment,
yeah,
because sometimes when somebody's trying to prove a point, it could actually make it worse. And I was wondering, do you feel like sometimes you see people in your city trying to do too much almost?
Yeah, most definitely.
Mm.
It happens a lot, actually. Like, they just come with anywhere, though. Like, I feel like, anywhere, like, people from Miami might try to act like they from there or whatever, you know? It just happens, shit. Flint and Detroit sometimes and shit happen like that, but, like, it's just something that come with it, I feel like.
How you taking to the success? Because I seen you did a pretty big press run last year.
Mm-hmm.
I seen you do Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Ray Daniels, Adam 22 with Flocko.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, shit, you've been having real motion, man. How you taking to it?
It's cool to a certain extent. Like, I really don't like the fame, though.
Really?
In a sense, like, I don't. I hate it. Because, like, you can't even do normal shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't move around how I want to move around. Like, as far as I just want to go kick it and I might just want to go to the store, anything, you know what I'm saying? I might want to go out with my partner, them, and just vibe. You can't never do that because there's so much attention on you and these people there, and you don't know who might be on what. Like, the fame shit is really weird.
Yeah. No, I can get weird for sure, especially when you're not used to it because, like, you know, and where we come from in like, small places, it's like, you got to be careful getting too much love.
Hell yeah. Because
it come with something.
All the time.
It's like, why everybody want to be around me? Like, now I can't trust nobody.
Yeah, for sure. And that be happening a lot, like, with music or just with having shit going on. Like, people want to come around you just for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get a lot of money and you just that nigga. Like, folks going to want to come around you and you never know people's intentions. You feel me? So, shit just be weird.
You what, 19 though?
I'm 19.
At 19 years old, how do you look at it when it comes to the entourage? When you're talking about like people being around you? Because I know for me at 19, and I feel like a lot of people my age at 19, we had dreams of making it so we could take all of our friends with us.
Yeah. I used to want to be that.
Mm.
Like, I learned quick, though, like, this shit ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to take everybody. I want everybody to be with me, this, that, and the third. Like, everybody don't got your best interest at heart. Everybody ain't all for you. Everybody don't want you to win. Feel me? Like, niggas be hating, be secret animosity, like, that shit bad.
How did you learn that, though? Like, where did the lesson come from?
Like, recently, like, it's just a lot of friends be falling off and all types of shit be happening, bro. Like, you just live and you learn, I feel like. My mama been telling me this since I was, like, little, though. Like, she always tell me, like, watch the people closest to you and all this and that, but you just hear it going one ear, go out the other. But, like, now that I'm growing up a little bit and shit starting to happen, bro, like, friends be falling off from just anything. Just niggas want to be you, all types of shit. Like, they mad because they not you. Like, anything, just be weird, man.
How
shit
was crazy. How was your parents taking it?
Man, my mama and my daddy, like, my biggest fans.
Really?
Like, yeah, like.
How do you like that, though?
I love it, though, like, because we got a bun now. I got a bun both on now. Like, me and my daddy, like, this. Like, they like my brother down there. Mm-hmm. Me and my mama, like, this. We used to bump heads, like, so much when I was growing up, but shit, when you get older, they just, you understand where they coming from, they understand where you coming from. You're an adult now, you're like, there's not too much they can do, so shit, it's just like, we cool.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it'd be annoying still to this day, because my mom's like my biggest fan, but sometimes she get to call me, want to talk about the episode, I'm done passing the conversation.
Yeah, ain't gonna lie though, yeah, she must definitely be on there, like, she might call me, be like, I might send her some music or something, she'd be like, you gotta put this out. This the next one. This that one. And like, it be some shit that I don't even be liking. I'm like, mama, this shit ain't nothing. Like, I got harder shit. She like, this the one. You don't never listen to me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But, right. You gotta listen to it one time just to see. Just to throw
I'ma
it out
just
there.
See,
it
ain't gonna hurt. See what mama do.
How was your process of, and I've rarely asked questions like this, but I'm curious with the big age gap and generation gap. How was your process of making music? And not just like in the studio or like, not, I don't mean that. But when you make a song, right? What do you have to do following you dropping that song? I'm just curious.
Man, I gotta play it a couple times. Like, I gotta play it a lot. Mm-hmm. I gotta play it around certain people to get, like, people opinion on it. I gotta post, like, a snippet if I really like it. See what they think.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how I really go off of it, initially.
Speaking of the snippet thing, you know the one thing I don't understand is the 20,000 comments I'm gonna drop. And sometimes it'd be like, all right, so if you don't get 20,000 comments, are you not going to drop? Like, you know you want to drop anyway. And then you just set yourself up. And then I know these young niggas, I know the game now. You probably get to sending it out to everybody in their DM. Like, that don't count. You can't make a post.
I don't send my shit out like that.
You can't make a post and then share it to everybody, be like, yo, comment.
Niggas be like that, though, because it's a couple niggas that done hit me up like that before, like, sent me they shit, like and comment on my shit, like, I'm not, if I want to like and comment, I'm like and comment, you feel me, but if you send it to me, I ain't really too, I mean, it be certain little shit, though, when I go through my DMs, like, people be sending me music and shit, they be like, bro, I'm a big fan of you, I'm trying to listen to this and see what you think.
That's hard.
You feel me, so, I go listen to some niggas, you know.
You bless anybody yet, or, that'd be hard. That'd be fire.
As far as what?
Like, I don't know, like, just give a random nigga a feature, like, don't even announce it.
I done did that before.
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't give a damn about, like, the money tip on features. Like, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you, bro. You know what I'm saying? If I fuck with your music, or I fuck with your movement or something like that. I ain't big to the point where it's like, if I do this, it might change your life. But you feel me? Like, even in a sense, though, like, shit, it might be big to that
it
person.
It could, though. Yeah, how many listeners you got on Spotify?
I don't know. It recently went down because I wasn't dropping, though.
Okay.
Like, my shit was at, like, 500,000 a month. Okay. You feel me?
I was going to ask you, how do you like that people can just go to Spotify and tell how many listens, streams you got?
I like it. It shows, like, the difference between certain niggas, like, be acting like they dead and they listeners ain't even lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even have a lot. So, I like the feature.
I like it far as, like, research goes. Like, if I'm about to do an interview with somebody, I can tell if they've got real influence or not.
Yeah.
I do like that, but I'm just thinking, if I'm an artist, I don't know if I would like it, because now niggas in my business, if I want to stunt, I can't stunt.
Yeah, facts. But I mean, shit, you don't need to be putting on. Like I just told you, I don't know what my shit is now, because I haven't dropped in a minute. So it'd be like that, too. Like,
you just dropped something recently.
I dropped, like, songs, but I was dropping a mixtape every 3 months when I first came out. Like, this is what had me, like, moving. They like, oh, bro, really consistent and shit like
that. And that's where I was going with the question before I even get into the song you dropped recently. Mm-hmm. I was going with the question about the process, because I know, like, nowadays the new wave is like music videos.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was wondering, like, is that like a must in your space?
It is. You gotta have music videos. But like with the TikTok shit now, it's so crazy. Like, you can go viral off of a clip. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, shit, that could be the content that you need. Like,
so you don't even have to do the whole video.
You don't. It could be just real camera recording you a clip of the song with some little crazy shit going on in the background. Okay. That shit'll go viral and people will be like, they just listen to the song though. Cause there's a lot of shit that be happening like that with who, like Baby Kill, for instance. Mm-hmm. He be doing his shit. His shit be hard. And folks be like going to listen to his shit just off their little clip or something.
Now it's TikTok. Again, we talking about this process, right? I'm just curious from your mind.
Yeah.
Is TikTok a part of that release? Like, I got to do something for, like, that's a must?
Yeah. Mm. My team, like, be on that anyway, though. Like, they be like, we got to post on all platforms. We got to stay consistent on these. Like, that's what keep you relevant. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on TikTok, Instagram Reels, and YouTube Shorts and shit like that. Like, yeah. This what's going on. So, just got to stay consistent, stay posting on all them. Feel me? Trying to
I never opened TikTok for real, for the most part. But I went to your TikTok and... I know. Do you got a girl? Do you do like, or is it? Cause I didn't know. I don't know if it's the same. I don't know if it's multiple girls. I'm like, is this nigga got like, do you do girlfriend or boyfriend content?
Nah,
or?
Look. So all right, I'm finna break it down. See, look, now everybody gonna know this is what they want to know anyway. You feel me? I'm glad you said that. So, me and this girl named Magic, she used to just do my videos with me. Like, you feel me? Like, she just in my videos. We cool. Like, I fuck with her. She a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Then I might. Just have some little shit going on. Like I say, you can't be private with nothing. So, like, I might just be kicking it with somebody. Somebody might take a picture or they might connect the dots or something. And they'll be like, that's what it is, you know? So, that'll be that, for instance. But then, shit, you know, you might fuck with somebody.
Hold on. Because I ain't even know. I literally just went to the TikTok. You see what happened when... this is genuine. Okay. So Chick Magic, mind you, I don't know none of these people.
For sure.
So I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
So I'm assuming you was doing content with the Chick Magic, but she probably was like consistent. That was probably your main.
She be in my videos all the time.
Okay. Thanks. But like you probably be out and people know who you is because you pop and they probably take a picture. Now it would look like, I guess people would assume that you cheating on Magic.
Yeah, because I'm going to be with somebody that I really, you feel me, talk to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now was the Magic thing, was that kind of like a gimmick, like you not really answering questions if you is or if you ain't, just how y'all thinking, or?
Nah, like, we never answer no questions, I guess you could say that.
Yeah, so you had to get the audience thinking.
Yeah.
But I guess now you're answering the question, that's not your girl, that wasn't your girl.
Nah, that wasn't my girl.
Okay, but y'all was just fucking around.
Like,
don't answer that.
Nah, she
don't
just.
Don't answer that. That's
you
cool.
Feel me? She just was my.
It's cool. Don't answer, bro. I got you, bro. Don't answer.
Oh, all right,
so
shit.
Mind you, I don't know because I think I seen a brown skin chick, and that might have just been some content. But then I kept scrolling. I think I seen a light skin, bro. I don't know, son. Like,
man,
I don't know.
They be on my ass about that. You know that? They be on my ass. Like, do you talk to this person? Do you talk? I thought he was fucking with her. I thought, what the hell she come from? Like, they be on my ass.
Do it help or when it comes to brand? Know. Just curious.
I don't know.
It might help.
Sometimes it help. Relationships help regardless, like music-wise. Like, that shit gonna take you out of here. The right relationship.
Did you ever find that chick at the strip club that looked like...
Yeah, she went fucking with me. I don't know why she went fucking with me.
What was her name?
Fucker.
Fucker.
I think her name like Canty or some shit like that.
And she looked like who again?
She like Jada Waiter.
Jada Waiter.
Yeah, fucker.
You ran down on her?
Nah, look, so I seen her one time. I got her Instagram. We was following each other. I texted her probably. I don't think she texted me back. And then, I was a young nigga though. Like, I was 17 then. Yeah. I was like, young nigga, you feel me? So, I texted. She probably didn't text me back or something. Then she unfollowed me. I unfollowed her. Fuck her.
She just randomly unfollowed you?
Yeah, like,
you must have fucked one of her homies then.
Man, I don't know. I used to be in honest all the time when I was young. Like, I used to be in honest every night.
I don't think you should say that because they probably get in trouble.
Oh, shit.
I mean, you already said in other interviews. But I now I'm thinking about it, like, nigga, you was young as fuck.
I've been everywhere.
I mean, I guess nigga don't. There ain't no age when it comes to that paper. Like,
man,
nigga,
yeah,
coming
you
that
do,
spending
you do
that
what
paper.
You want. I went to honest with Harden one night. They was trying to trip on me. I had to call people to get. Well, he got me right in. But you feel me? Like, I'm like, y'all stop playing. Like, I be in here all the time. Like, when I come with my mans, y'all know he finna trip in here. Y'all want to try me like a little boy. He was like, he with me, man. Come on.
So wait, because that shorty, you won it. Like, you You said this publicly.
I was really just on some troll shit.
Nah, don't say it now because you're following.
I was on some troll shit. Like, you feel me? She looked straight. I was just on some shit, young nigga shit, just talking. But in actuality, bitch ain't nothing. I'm just being real. You feel me?
This nigga is crazy. Yo, so question, and back to business. We're going to come back to the fun shit, but the business side. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the TikTok videos, I don't need to know numbers or anything, but I know back in the day when it came to like signing, they would say a certain amount of mixtapes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I know as you fast forward, they would even count YouTube videos and they would like try to like get a part, like partially of YouTube, artists' YouTubes.
Yeah.
Are they doing that with TikTok now?
Yeah, they get percentages out of TikTok too.
Wow.
Yeah. They be recouping. Like, yeah, they be getting their money back from the advances and shit. So they get TikTok, all this shit. Like,
okay. It's just crazy to see how far the music industry has come.
Yeah, like, you know, you get paid for all this shit, like Instagram. Yeah. You feel me?
Do you like TikTok over everything else?
At first, I didn't like it at all. Like, but it's the best way to get your music out there. Like, I feel like.
You didn't like it at all? I thought it was for the younger generation.
I ain't like this shit.
Why? Because of the dancing shit?
Not even. It's just, I don't know. I just never liked it, that shit. Like, posting on there, just, I be hating that shit. They be trying to get me to do it now. I be damn near not wanting to do it, but I do it.
So you still fuck with Instagram?
Yeah. I don't even like that shit no more.
For real?
That shit weak now. They got it like, nigga be shadow banning and shit won't go how it's supposed to go. And they got music on the pictures now. It's just fucking up everything, like TikTok. Yeah. Like, you know, TikTok, you put the music on it with the slides.
Yeah.
Like, this how Instagram is. They got the reels, like TikTok, like all that shit.
Man, so you don't like the music on the pictures?
Hell
so, man. That's some old nigga shit? I thought that was cool.
I ain't gonna lie. Niggas do that. It's just, I just don't like it. It just give me, like, why y'all fucking up the app, man? Just keep it how it was.
Damn, you made me feel like, oh, I literally just made a post with a picture. I put the music on there.
I'm gonna try it. When I drop my tape, like, all my shit probably gonna have my picture with a song on there, but I don't like that shit, though.
Yo, Like My Daddy came out how long ago?
Probably like a month ago. Like a month.
Yo, when it comes to the relationships with, like, the older counterparts, mm-hmm, right? How are they taking to you?
Like, older audience?
Older artists, like peers.
But I ain't gonna lie, old niggas be down there, like, hating on the young niggas. Like, not me, I ain't gonna say. Niggas be holding nuts on me. Like, a lot of artists just don't fuck with me. Like, I don't really.
Why?
Not even on no, like, I don't fuck with you, young nigga. But, like, I'm saying, they just don't, ain't click with me. Like, I feel like. Like, niggas don't reach out, don't get features like that and shit. I don't be tripping or nothing, but I just feel like you gotta be at a certain extent, though, for niggas to.
Yeah, niggas be on dicks. Like, I mean, that. I know.
Yeah, niggas be holding nuts, though.
When was your birthday?
February 19th.
Yeah, nah, niggas be on dicks. Like, yeah. I like your energy, boy. I was like, yeah, because I feel the same way you feel. But
yeah, niggas don't be tripping, though. Like, I swear, they're going to make it, like, 10 times better when a nigga do what he supposed to do, though. Because then it's going to be like, yeah, y'all niggas been fucking with me, but y'all niggas trying, you know?
Yeah, nigga.
It be like that.
Suck my dick, fuck you talking
about.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Yo, nah, I trust me, I feel you when you say that. I asked that, I brought up Like My Daddy, and I asked that question because I am an old nigga too. Mm-hmm. And like, so when I heard it, first of all, I was curious, how did you get that cleared?
My people know how to work, they move. I guess you could say.
So, I mean, Lil Wayne is one of your, like, in your top five.
Yeah, for sure.
So if they can work that move, then they can work another move.
I mean, they just gonna have to work the move, I guess. They gotta do it.
You trying to get that feature?
Yeah, I get a Wayne feature. You know, he just did some shit with Cordae. That shit kind of hard.
I did. That shit hard.
That shit hard.
Wait, you fuck with Cordae? He way older than you, too.
I be fucking with a lot of different artists, bro. Like, I fuck with everybody, for real, for real. I listen to everything.
You listen to Logic?
Nah, I don't listen to Logic.
That was
though.
A trick.
Yeah, I don't. Look, man. I done heard. I'm saying, look.
I'm not shit, bro. That was fucked up.
I'm going to put it this
way. That was crazy.
I'm going to put it this way, bro. I be, like, if I run past it and I fuck with it, I'm going to listen to it.
Okay.
Feel me? So I might not listen to all that shit. Might not listen to a mixtape or nothing. But if it's a song that I'll just run by, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I fuck with it.
I was just joking, bro. Niggas always be talking shit about Logic, but whatever. Yo, so, okay, back to the song. So my first listen, of course, is a sample. It's not like My Daddy. So I'm like, all right. But when you start rapping, it threw me off. Mm-hmm. But I'm an old nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let me take my judgment out of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm wondering how old rappers are taking to it.
Yeah.
Like, was they hating on it?
Or... Niggas didn't really say nothing. People was fucking with it, though, like fans. Ain't really getting no too many rap niggas just speaking on it or saying nothing about it. Fans was fucking with it because it had a lot of bars and shit in it. So, mm-hmm. like, that was really the whole inspiration around the shit. Like, Stunt Like My Daddy. Lil Wayne be having bars, but I had, like, new age bars and shit like that. So
and then it's super melodic.
Yeah, I was on them bitches. Mm.
When did this come into play? When you say, like, well, I mean, I can hear it in Lil Baby. That's one of your top five.
Mm.
Lil Wayne, when it, like, towards the newer end. I'm wondering, like, this melodic wave of rap.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the... Because I don't think even somebody else, Youngboy, one of your top five.
Yeah, Youngboy, for sure.
But, like, from... Your influence, where did the melodic come from?
I guess you could probably say Future. Future in a sense, for sure. And then like, bars-wise, like, I used to listen... When I was, like, 8th grade, like, young, I was listening to, like, No Cap and Rallo. So...
You had a song, Rallo...
Feeling Like Rallo.
Feeling Like Rallo.
It was, like, one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
No, that shit was crazy. Rallo Instagram is crazy.
He be saying some shit.
Yeah.
He be saying some shit.
At
like,
first, I was hating.
You was hating on him?
Not him, but like, because he do the captions, right?
Yeah.
Like, at first, I'm like, what the fuck? But then as I started to like follow him and shit,
really
that shit be going crazy. He be saying stuff.
He be saying some shit that'll go over your head.
Yeah. Nah. That shit hard.
He most definitely will get you one of those.
That shit. What you think is like the hardest part of this for you, especially walking into taking it more serious, this industry shit?
You got to realize that this shit is all entertainment.
Mm.
Like, you got to realize, like, niggas going to fuck with you for beneficial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand that this shit not really about you. It's more about pleasing them or just entertainment. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And being, like, not just saying I'm the realest nigga ever, but you know what I'm saying? Being an actual person or coming from where I come from, like, niggas ain't with all that faking and flogging. Like, all this shit fake.
Mm.
Just got to realize that. That's the hardest part for me. Because it'd be like certain shit they be wanting me to do. I'd be like, but it's not me. They'd be like, it's not about it being you.
Mm.
It's about what they want. Shit you got to do. Like, it's just what it is.
How you dealing with that at 19?
It's hard. That's what the hardest part is. Because, like, I be feeling like I don't be wanting to put on this facade because I really got a life to live at the same time. Like, but shit, it's just what it is.
Yeah, because I asked that. Because, like, even, like, of course, at 19, I'm thinking I got to figure it out. But... My 19 and your 19 way different. Like, you up. My 19, I'm still a young nigga. I think I'm in college. Like, I ain't getting no fucking real money. That's you 19, you got a bag. You got success. So I'm assuming it will be harder to try to get through to you. Because, like, bro, I got my shit going.
Yeah, it'd be like, I'd be damn near in my head a lot about a lot of shit. Because I'd be so locked in on the music shit. And then at the same time, bro, I'm still a young nigga. Like, I know I'm a young nigga, so of course I want to do what I want to do at the same. So, like, it just be, should be.
What's some of the shit you feel like you can't do that you want to do as, like, just outside of being Lil Darius the rapper, but, like, if you just.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Want to be a regular 19-year-old.
Man, bro, like, shit, I think 19-year-old want to play the game and shit all day. Just kick it. Kick it with some hoes. Play the game, you know what I'm saying? Have a good time. Go out every now and then. I still like going to amusement parks and shit, you feel me? Like, laser tag and bowling and little shit like that. Like, bro, this type of shit I be on. I be trying to have fun. But then a nigga be like, boy, you got to record. Boy, you gotta go do this press run.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't really just kick it and shit.
And then because of the following, you got to be strategic of the places that you go.
Yeah, you can't be out like that. Like, or you can't be kicking it with everybody because you don't know what they on. Like I said before, like, you can't really make friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit just...
Luckily, I mean, Atlanta, from what I've seen, you can pretty much have a regular life because I see so many celebrities that just...
Yeah, Atlanta is good in Atlanta, though. Like, but I can't go back to my city or kick it and shit like that. But in Atlanta, though, Niggas be outside all
yeah,
the
like,
time.
Yeah, like, I see niggas at Bolero, mm-hmm. like, fucking, I think I seen Neo or, like, Cali. Like, you
it
will see.
It be hella yeah. like, celebrities and shit.
So, outside. That's cool. But, like, anywhere else, probably.
Yeah, like, going to the country, like, going where I'm from and shit.
Everybody running down, like.
Man, I can't even go home, for real.
Did you finish school yet?
Yeah, I finished. I finished when I was supposed to graduate and everything.
You finished doing homeschool?
Yeah.
How was that, though?
Fire-ass tutor.
Like, and she look good?
No, I'm saying it's a dude. He from New York. He the one.
Oh, because you was like, fire-ass tutor. Hey, like, look, damn, now, you was hitting the tutor?
I would have wanted to have a girl tutor, though. That would have been crazy. I probably wouldn't have finished.
I can see that.
I would have been knocking the tutor down. I'm Tim like that.
I'm like that, nigga.
I'm like that, man. Nah, for real, not real shit, though. I had a crazy-ass tutor. Shout out to my management. Mm-hmm. Martell, he had me a fire-ass tutor.
Like. So you like that experience? Because I know you said you ain't really care for school.
Yeah, like, I ain't like school anyway. Like, when I was in school, ninth grade year, that's when COVID hit for me.
Yeah.
2020, ninth grade year. I barely went to school then. My ninth grade year, I used to go shoot dice and shit. Like, mm-hmm. I never went to school. Used to go to school for hoes. 10th grade, COVID was still in, so we went back, like, the ending of the year, fucking around a little bit. I had skipped one day with my partner, and then the principal caught us skipping. He kicked me out of school. Mm. So then I went back 11th grade year, and I'm rapping at this point. Wait, matter of fact, I wasn't rapping yet, because I started rapping around my birthday. No, hell nah. I was rapping 10th grade. Yeah. So 11th grade, I'm really having little shit going on at school.
Okay.
When I'm really going to school. So I got the hoes and shit. I'm not going to class.
Mm.
That shit dead. Like, I'm not going. You feel me? So, goddamn. I just went going. My daddy used to drop me off at school. And he used to drop me off. I went the first period. My first period was art. I remember it. My second and third period was like real classes. I didn't go. Went back to school and gym. Like, that's all I was doing. I was skipping like hell.
So it's safe to say you ain't doing no more school?
Hell nah. I started going to school that year in December. And then that's when my management got me a tutor all throughout that year. And then that summer came, I got signed. Hell yeah, it was over with.
You signed to a guy, it's like a I don't think I ever heard of the label, but basically somebody that just believed in what you had going on.
Yeah.
And they like start backing you.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? Like, how did he find you? And how did, like, because I remember you saying you had other deals and shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. He found me. I think it was somebody on their team that do TikTok. So they found me on TikTok. Like, we had my management team so good. Like, he was putting money behind me too, though.
Your management team?
Yeah,
before
yeah,
you got signed?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had went to L.A. It might have been the time that I was mean with everybody. But we had just started doing, like, TikToks, like, used to just record you and put the lyrics on there and just post them every day, like, and they seen it. Like, they team seen it. It was driving my screens up and shit.
Okay. So, I'm trying to just have an understanding of, how it works. So, was it a label or was it a person that was interested? All
right. So, he had a label.
Okay.
Yeah, he had his own label. Like, but he used to be at another label. Joey. His name Joey. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Joey. He used to be at Interscope. He was, like, the president, I think.
Okay.
He broke off and made his own label. So he left Interscope, did his own thing. Then he got artists like overseas and shit like that. I think I was probably the first or second rapper he actually signed.
Okay. How was the management there? You still with them?
Yeah. Like, we did like a joint venture. That's what it's called.
Okay. Yeah. That's hard. But this ain't a major, like, because you still could technically do another joint venture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So like, this where we getting weird at. Like, I had to learn it. I really didn't know too much about it. Like, you can be, all these labels be, like, under branches.
Right.
So, like, the big ones are what, like?
Interscope.
They not even the biggest. It's, like, it's Warner and shit on top of them. So, yeah. Like, it's, like, bigger ones. So, it's, like, different branches, bro. You could just be with somebody under a branch, do a joint venture with a big label, like, you feel me? I don't really know how it really goes, but, like, I can get the gist of it.
But you got to be careful with that, because even talking to, I was talking to Duke Deuce or whatever, mm-hmm. and he was saying, because he had signed to an artist who did a joint venture with a bigger label, but because the artist and the label fell out, it kind of made it hard for him to
To it do most them. Definitely could probably do that. I'm not signed. I wouldn't personally sign to no artist, though, I think.
Okay.
So that'd be.
Why not?
I feel like once you sign to an artist, you're always going to be under that. Like, you'll never get bigger than that artist. I feel like it. Yeah. The only time that I noticed it happen, I be hearing about it happening is like with Future and Rocco or some shit like that.
That was crazy. Yeah. I was thinking of the only real examples, well, outside of that, because that was clear, was Nicki Minaj, Drake. And I mean,
it's, yeah. But he like Birdman did like a
no. They were signed to Lil Wayne.
Oh,
Young Money.
I didn't even you feel me.
Well, kind of, right? I mean, it was Cash Money, Young Money, yeah. But that was a product of Wayne.
For sure.
Yeah, so like, and that's why, I think that's part of Wayne's legacy. Like, we have never seen something like that. I mean, outside of, we might have seen it one other time. Who was it? Young Money, who would y'all say? I don't know. Nah,
Gucci
not
never
Gucci.
Had no artist bigger than
him. Nah.
Who?
What you? No.
Who was bigger than him?
He didn't. Gucci Mane was different because he had Nicki Minaj before.
Oh,
Lil
see,
Wayne.
I don't be knowing about back history.
Yeah. No, I mean it's understandable. Yeah, that's I mean, I ain't
shit, that's crazy. I ain't know that.
Yeah, so Nicki Minaj, when she came out, I think she was with Gucci and his mother. I think right, Miss Pat was on. Am I saying it right? Miss Deb, yeah, Miss Debbie, yeah.
Waka,
yeah. She was with Gucci and wasn't she fucking with Miss Debbie? Yeah.
I met her when I first started rapping.
Yeah, before Lil Wayne. Mm. Then she got with Lil Wayne, that shit went crazy.
I ain't know that. It's crazy.
Yeah, so we've seen it, but it, like you said, it's not.
It's rare.
It's rare.
Super rare.
It's super rare.
Yeah, so I don't think I ever do that.
I'm trying to think of some other people, but we've seen Yo Gotti did a great job. But these still anomalies, though. Like, Yo Gotti did a great job. Like, his whole CMG is crazy.
Yeah, his lineup's stupid. Like,
yeah.
He got one of the him, and I think Baby lineup crazy right now, in a sense.
Baby?
Yeah, it ain't Yo Gotti lineup, though. But, you know, he got, like, V. I'm saying, like, I don't even know if they all signed to him, but I'm just saying, like, as them running with each other, like, with Rallo and V's and shit like
okay.
that, like, they got some little cool shit going
on. I ain't gonna lie, them Detroit niggas is
going. Them niggas going crazy. I fuck with Detroit heavy. You know, like, when I started rapping, my manager, Martell, him and Hell of a Cousins. So
wow.
I be fucking with Hell of a through my manager. And Hell of a put me on, like, all of them. So, like, I was going to Detroit early. I went to that was my first place I ever left, like, and got on the plane and went to. It was in November, I remember. I went to Detroit. I did, like, 6 songs with Hell of a, but I was supposed to do a whole collab tape with him, but I never even got to it.
Wow.
But yeah, that's how I be fucking with Skilla and all them V's, everybody.
You like, ain't never do no music with them?
I did a song. I got a song with Skilla, Babyface, Ray, and Peasy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I got some little shit with them.
Sheesh.
They all dropped too. You gotta go.
Would you consider them like the older niggas or still young niggas?
Like, I think Peasy and Babyface, Ray, for sure. Like, they like the older niggas, but Skilla like a young turnt nigga, bro.
Cause you can't come on here and say you're not fucking with the older niggas, but then
nah,
like,
cause
them niggas is rocking
fuck,
with you.
I ain't saying I don't fuck with older niggas. Like, I'm just saying,
well, they
like,
ain't fucking with you when you them like, niggas got fucking seem like they fucking with you.
I mean, they fuck with me. I'm saying, like, as far as like a nigga taking you under his wing and just doing that. That's what let me rephrase that. Matter of fact, like, a nigga ain't took me under his wing. Just, you feel me?
You know
but
what's funny?
Like that, though.
Nah, I was gonna say, but you know what's funny? I had to learn this. And it's the crazy thing about it, because, like, we probably looking for some help.
Yeah.
Right? But whole time, when you turn, like, when you really got motion, it be a couple of reasons. But one of the reasons be, nigga, feel like you don't need help. Not in a bad way. Like, I'm not about to come and try to put you on my wing, because, like, you lit.
Yeah.
But whole time, a nigga need help. Yeah, like, niggas looking at you like, man, that nigga turned. Like, he got it going on.
Yeah,
whole time,
sure.
You looking at a nigga like, bro, like, help me. Nigga,
yeah,
please.
Me. I just feel like when people see, like, certain artists and shit fuck with you, bro, they fuck with you more. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like a nigga could just be like a cosign.
Cosign.
Yeah, facts. Baby did it with me before, though.
Mm.
Real nigga. He fuck with me.
How was that time?
It was good. Like, some shit supposed to went down that didn't go down, though. Like, we was supposed to do something, like, with each other. And
like a song or something?
Not even a song. I'm saying, like some cosign shit.
Okay.
But if something happened in between, whatever. I don't know, really. You know what I'm saying? But he was fucking with me, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still fuck with me. I ain't gonna lie. He still
nah, that's
me.
Bro. I mean, a cosign from Baby at a time. I mean, still even now. Niggas, I feel like niggas give him a lot. now. But I feel like it's because he came out so hot.
Yeah, that nigga was doing it. That was my favorite rapper. Like, he my favorite rapper.
He came out blazing, bro. Like, that's why I think niggas give him a hard time now.
Yeah, he was so hot and he was just going up.
Yeah.
So like, niggas ain't used to no nigga that was doing that just chilling for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
But it's crazy because even now he got some shit, even with that Mr. C shit.
What that?
Isn't it Mr. C? That's the song he got, right? Central C.
Yeah, that shit go crazy.
Well, nothing to do with Mr. C, my bad. You don't know nothing about that. You don't need to know nothing about that.
He got some shit with Bossman D-Lo go crazy.
Bro.
That shit crazy.
To me, that's the hottest young nigga out.
Bossman D-Lo?
That nigga?
That nigga go... He not young, though, bro.
See?
That nigga not young. I fuck with you,
what's
bro,
not
man.
Young?
I'm saying to me.
How old is he? How old is he?
I'm a young nigga. He like 26. They say that.
He 30?
That nigga, nah, he got on one interview that he was like, they talking about I don't 40, nigga. I ain't 40.
Didn't they
I
do
think
that?
The nigga like 33.
Didn't they do that to,
he like,
damn,
33 though. He probably like, nah, I ain't saying. I'm saying though, listen, no. Look, I'm finna do this. It's old to a point where you saying like, yeah, nigga, I'm the hottest young and turn. Bro, you're not young and turn.
Nah,
like,
fact.
You feel me? That's what I feel.
Didn't
like.
They do that to Yo Gotti? Didn't they do that to Gotti at one point?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about all that. I'm just saying, I don't support old niggas saying they young and turn.
I don't support that shit either. Like, nah, but ain't nothing wrong with just being turned.
Yeah, turned for sure. Like, yeah, if I'm that turnt, nigga turnt.
But don't just be like, I'm young and turnt. Bitch, yeah. You 35. Yeah, you ain't you shit pushing, young about you.
You pushing 40.
Yeah, nigga. Young and, turnt, and it's okay. Man, just be old and turnt, nigga.
Man, yeah,
I'm
middle-aged
and turnt. Like, it's okay.
Nigga be pushing 40 to my young turnt. Nah, Barman D-Lo, he going crazy.
Bro, I say young nigga because I feel like he's younger than me. I'm 33, so I feel like he one of the newer rappers.
Newer rappers, for sure.
Yeah,
for
and
sure.
I personally, bro, I don't be liking the new rappers, bro. I say this 100 times.
It'd be like that.
But like, not. Let me not say that. Let me be responsible on my platform. I don't not like them.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan of the music nowadays.
Yeah, music now weak as hell.
Yes. So when I hear Boss Man D-Lo, I'm like, this some shit. Like, this nigga go.
He rap for older niggas though. I'm saying, bro. Oh my.
That's gonna be a clip. That's man, part of his shit.
He turned though. Like he got them. I listen to him too. He everywhere.
Nah, it's cool, bro. You like shit for old niggas.
He most definitely on some shit like some Jeezy shit or something. Like older niggas. You feel me? Like he talk that shit though.
He said some Jeezy shit or something.
He talk that shit.
So who the hottest young niggas then?
Right now, bro, it's like it go out to like fucking Skilla, Rod 4-9, goddamn, YTB Fat, shit like that. Like
okay.
them niggas that got that shit going on for sure. Like them niggas turn.
Nah, Rod 4-9. Huncho. You remind me of Huncho a little bit.
My
with
dog.
Your music, your sound.
Yeah, for sure. I fuck with you. Me and him got a song dropping tomorrow. Midnight.
I can see that. That's who I was thinking about. I can see that.
Yeah.
This nigga, I feel like, I don't know. Like, cause I did an interview with him, right? Yeah. And that interview did good. And I wasn't expecting it to do that good.
When was it? It was recent?
No.
Oh.
That's the thing. Like, it was early, but it did mad good. It was back when he did, what's his first hot song? Let's get it. And it was probably like a year after that.
Mm-hmm.
So it went crazy. And I'm like, okay, but I still ain't understand. Now.
That nigga just went super crazy.
Where the fuck this come from? Like
He did a girl. Like he switched his route.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like that's he found himself. Like that's what, in a sense, that's what I'm on. Like I'm trying to find myself too at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to find yourself in this shit.
I like that, bro. I'm not mad at that. I say that because. He was hot then, right? Mm-hmm. So the fact that he was able to switch a sound and it go up, it should only motivate a nigga like you or any other young nigga.
And then, of course, he had cosigns and shit like that, but his tape that went crazy, it was Dolo, for real.
My daughter asked to go to one of his concerts. I'm like...
He that nigga, like...
What?
Around our age, like, it's that nigga.
Yeah,
he like the new baby. Like,
nah, he is.
From the city. He going crazy.
That shit. So do you like this whole, I guess, I mean, clearly melodic thing is the wave.
Yeah.
But me personally, I like Let's Get It. So when I hear the love, it's like, do you like, far as yourself, are you tapping into the love?
Yeah, my whole next tape was a girl tape.
How your people like it?
That's my most solo, like, that's my most It's my wave. I got a song called Meant For You. It's a girl song.
Okay.
It got like probably like 1.5 million on YouTube, some shit like that. But it's only me, like no features or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like what they like for me.
Yo, I'm starting to see a trend then. Because we seen Skilla Baby just recently talk about how
the girl shit was saying.
Yeah.
It's but, the way.
And I'm curious, do you feel a similar way where it's like you kind of want to make other music, but you almost feel like you're forced to make the girl music?
In a sense. Like, that's what they want. You got to get these people what they want. That's what markets. Mm. So you got to go after what markets. Like, that's what I said about the fake shit. Just got to beat it sometimes. Don't get me wrong. I like rapping to the girls. Like, that's my strongest. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I talk this shit. I be on that young nigga shit, but the girls like when I talk to them and talk about my life problems with relationships and shit. Mm. You know?
So if you had it your way, you would do girl music.
Mm. I rap to the girls.
That's cool.
In a sense.
Who's some of the hot young female artists coming out? And not like Lotto.
All the female artists hot.
Facts, yeah. Right. Who's some of your favorite then? We gotta be careful. We talking about women.
Sissy Red. She my favorite. I love Sissy Red. Yeah. No cap. I got on the phone with her recently. I was scared as shit.
You was scared?
I was scared. I be talking all that shit to my little sis. Yeah, I see her. I'm gonna do this, that. Got on the phone. Froze, Nico. You remember that shit?
You ain't say get it sexy?
Man, I was like, hey. She like, hey. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, nah.
You I got a video, cap. Bro. I got a video. That shit. So I'm gonna show it to you when we get done.
Yo,
that shit,
you
so,
cap, bro.
I swear to God. I was scared as
How
shit.
How you freeze on sexy?
I don't know, bro.
Flies,
and
bro.
I think she ended up following me or some shit because my buddy Tay Keith. I did a whole tape with him.
Like, you got motion, nigga.
Yeah, man.
He just keep subtle name drop, like
man,
hella Tay Keith. Like,
nah, for sure, man. I got some little shit going on. Tay Keith, I think he put that together for us.
So you gonna have the Lil Darius Sexy Red?
Hopefully. I'm working on it. I get a song with Sissy, I ain't gonna lie, I'm on that straight young nigga shit. Nobody not gonna be able to tell me shit.
Yeah, nah, she going crazy. Niggas be hating on Sexy Red.
I don't know why, but she just be herself. I like that shit.
I love it too. I don't give a fuck.
I like that shit.
I fuck what?
That nigga? Ratchet shit be lit.
Nigga, what? Nigga. So like when I say okay, so but she hot. She like, I don't look at
Are you
Sexy Red.
So, okay.
Some young like how you
Bro, it be so iffy with like young up and coming people because like they might have a song that's hot from TikTok. And then after that, it's over with. So I can't really say, like, who got something to
who
just
who the hottest keep niggas on TikTok or girl or, yeah, people? I have no clue, bro.
I don't even be knowing them. Like, I just know the song.
Like, I hate that. I would hate that as an artist, though.
That's why I'm glad. With me, bro, it's not people that know a song. That's another thing about me. Like, that's why I say I'm trying to find myself. Bro, people just know me for me. Like, oh, yeah, that Darius, they be with different girls or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Young nigga shit. You got music, he a rapper. But you don't know, like, yeah, he got that one song. Like, it's not that.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't saying that.
As much as that's a... I was just talking to somebody yesterday. Her name is Next Youngin.
Mm-hmm.
And she had, like, a song that won 10 million views on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I was just saying how sometimes going viral can be, like, a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy, like, because as an artist, as fortunate and blessed as it can be to have a song go crazy, but if, like...
It can be a gift and a curse.
Yeah, it's like, if you don't know me, you only... I don't know. It's like... I don't know how I feel about that.
I hate that shit. I would have hated if I had a song that went viral and nobody knew who the fuck I was. Like, if I'm walking outside and nobody just know who the fuck you is.
You know my song?
Like, bro.
That's me. That's me right here.
Man. Oh, that's you? Like, whatever. Oh,
the fuck
shit. For real, though. Like, I just wouldn't want to be that nigga.
Damn.
Ain't nothing wrong with them type of niggas. Like, that's some shit so crazy, though. That's what I study. Like, I don't even study hits and this, that. I study how not to fall off. Like,
I mean, that's a great way to look at it.
I'm being real. Like, that's my biggest fear.
So, I from a young nigga, right?
Yeah.
A hot young nigga that's coming up. When you say fall off, what is that to you? How does that look?
Man, you just finished. Like, you had this and you had that and you was dead. And like, yeah, you had.
Give
you
me a time frame, though. Because sometimes, how do we let niggas live out their career?
And it I mean, just yeah, was a good career. Rap don't last long. You got to go in that shit thinking you're not going to last long anyway, I feel like.
So give me a time frame of what's like, let's say 1 year fall off. What's a time frame to like a good, successful career to that nigga fell off?
I can't tell you. Yeah, they going to say every nigga that had something going on or it was doing dropping hit, like not wishing it on nobody. And like, when Boss Man D-Lo die down, like, they're going to be like, he fell off. Like, he might not even fall off. He just had his time.
Yeah.
Like, sliding niggas like that. I don't want to get the same niggas.
Yeah, no, no. So, for example, I'm thinking, like, would you say Jeezy fell off?
Nah, see.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so, facts. So, if your legacy lives on, you can't fall off.
Okay.
Like, I don't think, they say Baby fell off. I don't personally think he'll ever fall off because his shit going to forever be like, boy, y'all remember that shit was crazy. Them times we was listening to that Baby, like, niggas will always go back and listen to it.
Ah, okay.
So you feel weird about that?
I don't know because it was so short-lived. Because not, I think he's still hot right now. But let's just, hypothetically speaking, like, nah. Because I don't think he gave us five. Did he give us 5 years?
Shit, it was
I think you
got to
do 10 years. Huh? Yeah?
2017?
I think you got to do, I would say 10 years. If you give me 10 years.
You dead.
I think, yeah. At least 10 years.
I think if he got to come with some shit, he going to do it.
Yeah.
Niggas know he dead, though. Like, but I ain't going to lie. It's just how social media is, bro. Like, they'll take something and just run with it. Like,
yeah.
That social media fucked up. Like, niggas can't even really get their own opinion on something because if they saying it, if this shit gets said 5 times, you not even going to say how you feel. You just going to either
repeat
run with that
the...
or not say nothing at all. And this shit just going to keep running on.
Facts. So, that's 100% right. You right. But nah, I think, I don't know. I think, baby, I wouldn't say he fell off yet. Mm. Like, because he's still dropping shit that's going crazy.
Yeah,
you can't say
straight.
He fell off.
They just, bro, he just not, nigga not going to keep putting out goddamn stupid shit like that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that My Turn shit, he just was on one. Like,
yeah.
Niggas ain't going to forever do that. Like, it's a lot of rappers that ain't put out that every time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just don't be that.
Nah, that's a fact. Nah, I like that, man. This is good, bro. What you got coming up next, man?
Like I said, I'm finna drop this girl tape. It's gonna be called Her Point of View.
Mm-hmm.
Shit gonna be crazy.
What you talking about, her point of view? What you know about it?
Shit, this is where all the hoes tell me. Nah, real shit,
yeah.
Real shit though. Like, I'm just speaking real
though.
This
a slick young nigga, bro. He is crazy.
Nah, I'm just talking shit, bro. But like, I'm talking like her point of view for real though. Like, shit that I be doing, I know I be fucking up and this and that, and I'm just, and how I be feeling about certain situations and shit. I got some crazy shit on there.
Mm.
Like, if everybody just sit and listen to it, I think they'll be like, all right, I might be a fan of this young nigga.
So you say you trying to, we about to wrap up, but you say you trying to find yourself.
Bro.
On this tape, are we going to be able to see different flows?
This,
to see that you playing?
No, I had a couple. I had a couple different flows, but I just feel like this tape just going to show me.
Okay.
Like, I done seen some little Dick Ryan hang shit on TikTok. Nigga, like, I sound like a nigga all the time. Nigga say that. Like, I sound like somebody else all the time. I never have been me. You feel me?
Okay,
so,
okay.
I feel like this can be me. But, yeah.
Oh, I mean.
It's weird. Like, somebody done said that, though. He was like, every time he sound like somebody else. Like, sound like yourself.
So, you don't have no identity,
Yeah.
So, the fact that you finding yourself, right? Because I feel like we could find... And every nigga that's hating on any type of criticism, critique, we could find something.
Yeah.
And I wanted, how do you feel about that? Is it some truth in that?
I guess you could say it, for sure. Some songs I try to do that, though. Like, I might say it's called that flow or something like that. But I feel like niggas could say that because I rap what I want to listen to. So I listen to bro, and I rap, like, some shit I listen to. Like, it's how I just was rapping all the time, so... But everybody gonna always sound like somebody, like, coming out. Even niggas say, I just seen an interview, a nigga was like, Boss Man D-Lo sound like Detroit niggas. Like, niggas just say anything, though. They gonna say something.
Okay.
You feel me? Like,
you know what's funny, bro? Do you understand? You probably don't, but maybe. That's okay at your age. Like, not to be the old nigga.
Mm.
Like, bro, you 19. So it's like, I'm listening, it's like, that's really okay. Like, if you trying to find your sound, if you sound like you got so much time, and again, I'm not trying to sound like an old nigga, but that's some old nigga shit to say. But I'm looking at it like, you can be okay with living in that and just figuring it out.
Yeah, facts. I think, like I say though, bro, this one gonna really just show, like, all right, I can really be a fan of him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
For sure.
Okay, what would it sound closest to if you had a...
I don't know. I guess since it's an all-girls tape and he just did it, niggas gonna say huncho. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I guess you could say that. But I ain't really saying it's dick. Like, I'm on my own shit.
Yeah. Not like that. How you feel about walking into this new space where you at?
Man, I feel good, ain't gonna lie. It's just fresh eye opener. I ain't dropping in a minute. I've been chilling. Been giving y'all niggas a lot of time to do what y'all wanna do. I'm trying to do my thing now.
How do you feel the presence? Like, when you post it, do it still feel like before?
I don't feel like before, because, like I said, bro, I took time. Like, I just feel like you can't never chill in this shit, bro. You got to stay at it. Like, I took too much time off. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't dropping, wasn't consistent. You got to stay consistent. You got to keep going. Like, you can't never take your foot off the gas. It wasn't even a sense of me taking my foot off the gas or nothing like that. It was just, like, as a whole, like, me and my team, we just sat back and chilled and not even got comfortable, but just went doing what we were supposed to do. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But, nah, nigga, on that, though. Like,
Man, this is good, bro. I'm going to do more of these, bro. Well, like, just sit down, chop it up with the young niggas. Because it's funny, I was talking to my producer. I don't like talking to y'all young niggas, man.
Hey, it's a lot of young niggas that're not like me, though. Yeah, like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be tripping.
You, 100, I'm giving you your flowers right now. Like, you 100% open my eyes of, like, wanting to talk to some young niggas because they don't be like you. Like, without, like, on some, not on no dick eating shit, pause, but, like, nah, bro, like, you got good energy, like I said.
Nah, for sure, bro, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, you definitely made me a little more open to talking to some more young niggas, man.
Yeah, these niggas be tripping, crashing, just not, mine ain't on.
Yeah, mine be on some more other shit.
A little different. You
never seen this, but my niggas in the back, you ever seen the commercial like, this is your brain on drugs? That's what these niggas, this nigga don't know nothing about that.
Hell nah.
You go home, put that shit on YouTube, you'll see. Like, what the fuck, son? But nah, man, for the people that don't know, they know. But let them know how to follow you, how to, the shit you got coming out and all that.
Y'all make sure y'all go follow me at Lil Darius on all platforms, man. That's me. Like I said, Her Point of View finna get ready to drop. I got this song with Huncho finna drop tonight. And I'm on it, man. Yeah.
Alrighty, Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast is wrapped. We out.